Well, whenever people talk about genetically modified anything, there's always a segment of the population that pushes back. Understandably so, and you know, with some good reason, because you don't want to perturb the environment in an irreversible way that might have unintended consequences. But the idea of suppressing, particularly the Aedes aegyptis, the mosquito, to the point where they would be infertile and not be able to procreate and bring it way down, that can be done, at least has been shown in pilot studies, by genetically modifying the mosquito, or even another thing that isn't exactly genetic modification, when you infect mosquitoes with a bacteria called Wolbachia that prevents them from being able to transmit a number of viral infections. If you're going to do that, you've got to do a test and an environmental impact to show that you're not going to have deleterious consequences. And in fact, the FDA has already given permission for, in a controlled way, to take a look at whether or not that would be effective and what the impact would be. So I think there is a future for genetic
modification. What's your personal feeling about it?
I think we should try whatever we have at our armamentarium tools to suppress mosquitoes that are the cause of diseases such as Zika and other diseases. You will never completely, nor should you, eliminate all mosquitoes, but there's a certain subset, as Anne said. The Aedes aegypti mosquito is a bad actor. So if we were able to suppress, if not eliminate, Aedes aegypti, I don't think there's going to be an environmental impact that's profound at all. I think there are so many other mosquitoes that will take their place that you won't have to worry about that. But that particular mosquito is terrible. It bites indoors, it bites outdoors, and the other thing about it is that unlike other mosquitoes, it just loves humans. It doesn't like it. It doesn't get distracted. It's not a promiscuous mosquito. It only bites humans, and that's a bad thing.